to African Teapot Podcast. My name is Exy and I'm your host. Journey with me through Africa's vast variety of culture, heritage, and discuss issues most African families face, both home and abroad. Make sure you add this podcast to your frequent podcast rotations and don't forget to share and follow this podcast. Hello, listeners. Thank you for tuning in for another episode on African Teapot. Today's episode is titled One Voice. And before I get into the inspiration behind today's episode, just want to say hello to everybody. Just want to make sure everyone is holding on and doing just fine. Thank you for those who did check on me. I had a lot of people asking if I was doing okay, and I am doing okay, and my family is doing okay as well, considering the atmosphere that is out here, right? We are all trying to hold on. And this month being a mental health awareness month, it's good that we check on each other and support those who are going through this and they are finding it difficult going through this difficult year and difficult situation. Today, I'm going to share an African proverb, actually, that ties with our topic for today and the title for today. And the proverb says, if you think you're too small to change the story, then you haven't spent a night with a mosquito. Okay, so that is the proverb that it was funny when I read it, but I thought it really tied into our discussion for today and the discussion we've had all week on social media. So I'm just going to go ahead and get into our discuss. Okay, so to get into the story behind this topic, One Voice, is because this past week, there was a lot of conversation going on. If you were paying attention to social media, following any African platforms or celebrities like that, Nigeria was trending. The hashtag #EndSARS was going on. Celebrities and protesters came out to, you know, seek their right, stop police brutality, stop just abuse of power on citizens, right? This harsh treatment of people and arresting people or whatever. And the police opened fire, or the police were shooting on armed protesters, on armed civilians. And the videos and pictures were just horrid. It was just depressing. That's the kind of week it's been. It's like, it was depressing. It was horrible. I felt guilty as well. Like, oh my gosh, I think I'm not doing enough. It called to my conscience, right? And at the same time, I was angry. I was frustrated. And then it had conversations going on that you just couldn't believe somebody would say that. And you would agree to something someone else would say. You would think like, oh, I didn't think about that. That's another perspective and things like that. It was just a mixture the entire week. And there's just something I want to say. Cameroon is one of the countries that the hashtag is going on. We have been going through the Anglophone crisis for more than 4 years now. And before we decided to come out protesting, we had been struggling in silence. We spoke up a little bit, you know, a little here and there. But 4 years ago, we decided to come out and say, hey, we'll take this on a grand scale. And we've been struggling with our government and the same police brutality since then. So I can relate and understand with Nigerians. They're fighting, you know, for their rights. But what I can't stand is when somebody is doing something or somebody comes out and is protesting for something that they believe in, something that affects them, and the first thing the other African countries do or Africans do is trying to compare your struggle with the other country and giving valid reasons why yours should be out there more than theirs. Oh man, Nigeria is asking for UN. We have been asking for UN for 4 years now. UN hasn't come in. Is it Nigeria? I'm just like, listen to us. Like sometimes I'm like, do you take a minute and listen to us? Sometimes I don't understand this. I don't know if when the Westerners came in, but years ago, decades ago, they genetically, did they install something in our DNA that it's like we are allergic to unity? We are allergic to common sense? When someone comes to you and is complaining about something, the first thing you're looking at is, how can you relate to what that person is saying? When you relate, then you realize that you guys can share a handshake and decide to work together. Nigeria came up with their stuff. Maybe it's trending now. It's the same way when you came up with your Anglophone crisis. It was trending at the level it could trend at that time. Congo had been going through stuff way before Ambazonia crisis came. When you are posting your stuff, Congo won't come in there and say, hey, did you post my stuff about Ambazonia crisis? Why do you, about my Congolese issues? Why should I post about yours? Those are the kind of things that we say, and that's what keeps us behind. Now, let's take an example. Look at the Black Lives Matter movement, right? When it started in the United States over here, in a matter of days, it picked up in Canada, it picked up in Europe, and, you know, even Africans came out protesting. I want to ask this question. When George Floyd, what happened to him, unfortunately, when he did, he was in the U.S. He wasn't around the world. But everybody shared in that narration. Everybody empathized and everybody decided to lend a voice, right? And under George Floyd, other people, women empowerment, children, different groups, different causes, struggles, came and went under that umbrella to sing one song, to say, hey, look at us. We might be small, but we are right here. We are a mosquito, but we are making the same noise over here. Why is it that we Africans cannot dig deep to do this? We just come out hating each other, came out bashing people on social media. And when you, let's say you have a European friend or an American friend here, and you're trying to explain the Anglophone crisis, when they come out there and they see you bashing the Nigerian or the Nigerian bashing the Ghanaian say, oh, the UN should have, you know, to us more. What are they saying? They've been killing people in our countries first. Really? Who died first by the bullet matters? They have been killing people in the blacks in the United States for years. When people come out protesting with George Floyd, you didn't see people coming out and say, oh, well, you know, X and X, you know, lost their life first. This person was out first, but their story is not out. So why is George Floyd? Really? That is all distraction. Call those out that need to be called, like your artists who move around being hypocritical. You claim you are from the English-speaking area, you're Anglophone, but immediately you have some kind of success. You rush and you start staying in Douala or Yaoundé or whatever, and you start singing music in French. You start visiting the French dignitaries and the French diplomats, exchanging handshakes and not telling them the issues that are affecting your people. Those are the kinds of people you should be calling out because they're your brothers and immediate sisters. Not moving around when someone is complaining or children, child trafficking or whatever is going on, you are the first to say their struggle is not as serious as yours. Or because your struggle started before theirs, you are supposed to get answered. Does it matter who gets to the door first? As long as somebody gets there, the door is open and all of our stories are heard. Are you kidding me? These are all distractions. Or Western celebrities come and shoot videos in our countries, but when we are in trouble, they don't want to come out and support us. You're calling out Beyonce and calling out names. I want to ask you guys this question. Is that new? Is that something strange? Is it today this exploitation started? They have been exploiting us. That is why they used it right from slavery time. And it continues to date. We go to the table with no bargaining chips. We do that. When they come to our country, we host them for free. That's what we do. We move around. We give them the best of what we have. But we can give the best of what we have to ourselves. We are too greedy to do that. And please, before you come at me, I'm not talking about our countries. I'm not talking about everybody in Africa, because that's going to be the next thing. What I am saying is when you allow yourself to not have, you think of yourself low, pretty much. That's what I'm saying. So when somebody comes, when you have that complex, you feel like hosting that person, but that person is taking from you. And they pretend you guys are brothers and sisters. When they leave, they are about their pockets. The Western artists, they're about fame, about their pockets, just like you. And when they get that, they're done. You are responsible for your mess. If you live in your house and it's messy, you don't expect your visitor to come in there and clean it up for you. You need to start cleaning it up, and the visitor can decide to help you when you ask. So if you ask someone to help you from the Western world and they decide to, you should be grateful they are helping you. You were the one who decided to render your services for free or for less than what it was worth. If they refuse to help you, good and fine, because they've been doing that over the years. Black or white, they have been doing that. This has nothing to do with color. Oh, that artist came over here and did a photo shoot because she's black. It doesn't matter. She's not from Nigeria. She's not from Cameroon. She's not from Ghana. What makes you think she would prioritize your issues? Put your issues or place your issues ahead of hers. Hold our artists accountable. Hold yourself accountable. You can't be bashing someone else's struggle. We need to unite to fight for our ideologies, our identity, because we're losing it. We need to stop finding differences and rather find common grounds. Stop comparing our struggles and rather inspire each other. Realize that change can happen in one day at the same time. It's one after the other, one country after the other, one person after the other. If Nigeria is trending and it's motivating someone who has never stood up for Anglophone crisis to start posting, encourage that person to post theirs. Stick to the goal, stick to the plan. Teach them, if you know better, hey, you're posting about Nigeria. Can you attach this there so that we can win this movement or whatever? You can't encourage someone to join your struggle by being rude or being a cyber bully. I don't understand this. We need to stop this negativity. We are already receiving like so much hate, so much disgusting behavior from our government that it doesn't make sense that when we come amongst ourselves, we start sharing it amongst ourselves. Because we've become too desperate or too frustrated. We must be collected in what we are fighting. Nigeria is the most populated country. Compare that to the minority of like 10% of Anglophones. How do you think your news can get out there as fast as theirs in a day? Do you understand what I'm saying? So whatever they're doing, you just need to merge under that umbrella. Whatever Ghana, all of us, we just need to merge, put our different stories in there, use the same platforms, whatever it takes for us to get this story heard by the right people. For us to get this story, it doesn't matter whose back you jump on, as long as that back is leading to the same place where you're going. It's like hitching a ride. You don't hitch for a ride and then you're making choices of what car to jump into. If you're used to driving a Toyota or whatever, you're hitching a ride. If a Honda stops, damn well get into it, because you don't have a choice at that point. You have a mission to get yourself somewhere so that you can put your message out there. Use it. If somebody is being more creative, they're having this different creation, music, whatever, doing art, they're painting art, whatever, to put their story out there, copy it. Nobody cares. But just get your story out there. Get your story heard. Stop bullying people. Stop insulting people online. Stop acting like you got all the answers. Because if you did, you should have ended this by yourself alone, right? But you can't, can you? Like I said, we in the middle of struggle, you still need to be collected. If you look at the Western world, that is what it is. You need to act rational when you are putting your point across. Protesting doesn't mean that you alone have the right to protest.
and you want somebody else to pause their issue and wait for you to protest. The same thing goes for what somebody else say. Don't say, oh, because Nigeria situation, they have bigger celebrities, they should answer their situation before other people. That is also ignorant and an unfair thing for you to say. Same thing as you who's been doing the struggle for a long time. If Nigeria is on there, good and fine. The more, the mosquitoes, the better, right? Stop all this back and forth. Whose situation should be answered first? Or Nigeria, it has more population, so they should answer there. It doesn't matter. More people are dying there because you got more people in there too. What I'm saying is that those are the differences, again, which we are picking out on each other, which is what we tend to do when there is anything that we have to put our heads to succeed. And that's why we keep staying where we are. I think I've said enough. I think I've made my point. And I am just frustrated. And I feel a little guilty, like, oh, maybe I should be doing more. I did feel that way. And a lot of what I'm saying, I'm guilty of it as well. You know, I tend to feel like because I'm from Ambazonia, the shoes fit, or my family was affected by it, the shoes fit, I feel like just my situation should be treated. But I am learning, like, it's okay for more than one person to be sick at a time. The doctor is going to get to all of us. I'm going to come from a Christian perspective. Our situation can all be addressed at the same time, if that's the way it's going to be addressed, or it's going to be addressed one at a time. But it's going to come. We need to stay in it. It's not going to be easy. We need to stay in it. But yeah, you can't stay in it and win by shooting arrows at the other people who are also on the racetrack with you. There is still individuality in teamwork. That's all I'm trying to say. And just stop with the insults. Stop with, I know it's coming from frustration and just coming from lack of solutions. Like you feel like you're speaking to brick walls, like you're speaking to a government that can't listen. But I bet you they're listening. And the moment we are pressurizing from one place, it's going to work. People are going to hear us. But you can't come from Ambazonia by itself and you have five different leaders saying five different things. That person is saying the right thing. That person is doing this because of power. That person is doing that because of money. And you're complaining about another country if they are more organized than you. That makes no sense. And you also thinking, oh, because I have more people, that means that they should answer to my situation. No, you have countries like Congo that have been fighting for long. They're still fighting. And you're still patient, right? So, but you need to understand when you start seeing people around you dying, you feel like you need answers right now. Anybody who struggled, anybody who went through that situation where you were worried and scared for your family members, you know you've been there. When Congo started, you felt that way. Cameroon, Anglophone crisis started, we felt that way. Nigeria started, you know you're going to feel that way. Like, oh my gosh, answer, please UN, do something. AU, do something. You know, you're going to feel that they need to do that. It's okay. When they say it, don't come out bashing on them. It's how they feel at the time. Just be motivated by whatever is motivating them. Re-energize yourself and keep the race going. That's all I'm saying. Just keep it moving. Again, we can keep going on this, but I'll just say at this point, if you have any comments, leave the DMs. Now we have a voicemail attached to the podcast, so you can always leave your contributions. I will include it on the next podcast. I will include it on social media, however I would, just so that we can get, when we have these discussions, it's not because when the episode is done, then we're done with it. It goes on behind the scenes. We may come back to revisit it if we have solutions to it, if it raises questions that we are all learning. I don't know everything, but this is what I felt over the weekend and in fact throughout the week. And this is what my discussion with other contributors or other listeners this is what we were discussing. And I thought we should discuss it where it could be heard and shared greater than just you and I in a house, or you and I over the phone. You know what I'm saying? So please, guys, we need to stay the course and not let distractors distract us, because that is not going to win anything. And at this juncture, I'm going to say bye and see you guys next week for another episode.
Thank you for listening, and hope you join me for the next episode. You can always reach us via email at africanteapot@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram at African_teapot.